We have on the line.
Oh, Nikki's on the phone?
We have with us the lovely, the beautiful, the talented deputy editor of Eating Well magazine, Nikki Miko. She is back. She just had a baby.
She's the Barney Fife of editors.
She just had another baby, and she's back with us. We missed her. And
man, she is one fertile woman.
She is.
That's two kids in what, like 3 years?
Well, she's very healthy. That's what happens when you're healthy.
You can, organic food.
You can make babies very easy when you're healthy. Nikki, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's so great to talk to you guys.
Now, what is the fat guy talking about Vermont? What is he?
Didn't they just come in? What is he talking about? In a bad list recently?
No, we're on the good list. We came at the top of the good list.
Okay.
We're one of the least obese states in the country.
Exactly. It's like Colorado. It's got to be close to Colorado.
Yeah.
Okay. They're not even close to like Arkansas.
But,
and Mississippi.
You are right. We were on one of the lists, but it was a good one,
okay.
Not the bad one.
See, I knew they were on a list.
He's just starting trouble. That's all he's doing. Nikki, what's going on? We have a new issue of Eating Well magazine. It's the tomato issue, and it's the tomato. You have a beautiful looking tomato, plus yellow tomatoes as well.
Yeah, these are heirloom tomatoes. I love this cover. I love it.
Yeah.
I love all of our covers, but
I love when you have the water beating off the. I love that. I like when there's a combination.
Washed.
Yeah,
and it encourages you to wash your produce too.
Right, it encourages
it's
you
subliminal.
To wash them.
That's good advice.
You know what I always think about it? I always think of it being refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the message I get with that.
Yeah, and refreshing would be good here. We're experiencing, you know, weather like you have all the time.
Yeah, how's it going? How are you staying cool?
Well, right now I'm in my air-conditioned office, but having a two-year-old is great because we have a little baby pull-out in the backyard and... You know, and
in the backyard of the office, or
no, when I'm at home, like when I get home from work and it's still like 95 degrees, we fill up the little pool, and Lake Champlain is basically in our backyard. So
I know it's beautiful.
We can go hop in the lake.
What's the temperature of the water of the lake?
It's got to be nice
and cool.
Yeah,
to me it feels cold, but I don't know.
No, it's that's the way. First of all, that's the way it should be, Nikki. You have no idea what it's like down here in Atlanta when you jump in somebody's pool. And it's like you're looking for something refreshing, and it's like 92 degrees. You know,
yeah.
I like that better.
What the heck is
I like
this?
That better, too.
I don't. I like that. I like that when you jump and you're like, woohoo.
Yeah.
You know that little shake you have to do? I love that.
I hate that.
I love that feeling. That's makes you that you're alive. You know, that's beautiful. So tell us about the new issue. What's in the new issue of Eating Well?
Yeah, well, what's relevant to sort of what we're talking about? We're talking about how hot it is, and it's hot because of the sun. So one of my favorite stories in this issue was a story that Brierly, one of our other nutrition editors.
Yeah, she's hot too. She's very pretty.
They don't have ugly
people
at Eating.
They don't have any ugly people over there at Eating.
And she's smart and she's wonderful. But yes, she wrote this great story on foods that will help keep your skin looking good and healthy in terms of preventing skin cancer. So I love the piece because it, you know, ties together really new science and just sort of the news you can use. Like how can I better my health? Oh, you can eat these five foods. So the five foods.
So what are they?
Do you know what they are?
I do.
Can I quiz you? Guess what they are.
I'm going to tell you.
He has them in a magazine.
I knew this before. Number one is the omega-3 fats. We know that, mm-hmm. that the omega-3 fat, we should have talked to Dr. Sears about that, Lee, how it helps the skin. And you know, as a big guy with the skin, Dr. Perricone.
He
promotes
absolutely.
That omega-3 with his...
So what, do you rub it all over you? Is that what
take fish oil. You got to crack open a capsule and rub it all over your face.
Tell Nikki that tip Dr. Sears gave us about the fish oil.
She probably heard that.
She wouldn't
know. Did you hear that one? Did you hear what he said?
She didn't hear.
We were talking.
I can only hear you guys talking.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
really?
The most important part anyway.
Well, what we found out about we're talking about choosing the right fish oil supplement. How do you know you mm-hmm. got the right one?
Mm-hmm.
What Dr. Sears told us to do is to crack open a bunch of fish oil capsules, mm-hmm. stick them in the freezer.
In a shot glass.
In a shot. Does that have to be a shot glass?
He
said a shot
said.
Glass.
I'm following instructions.
Dr. Sears might have some
I want the Zone Diet shot glass.
So he said put that in a freezer, and if you can stick your tooth, if it freezes or if it gets hardened, then you know you got some bad stuff.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
So
you knew that?
Well, I never heard that tip, but it makes sense because the reason that the fats are fluid is because they have so many, it's so unsaturated. So
see that?
That
Nikki,
sense?
Man, Nikki
she's
knows
so smart.
Chemistry.
Look at that.
She even knows biochemistry. Wow. That's organic chemistry.
I don't
right
know.
There.
It is I took a lot of organic chemistry and biochemistry.
Yeah, see, Dr. Fitness and I, we were like, oh, my God, this is like the
we
most
cheated
amazing.
A lot in organic chemistry. That was the class. We're like, oh, what'd you get for that one? Yeah, that's what I got.
Yeah.
Now, what are the other foods that we need to do for better to eat?
Well,
to
you know, I'm going to just kind of backtrack a second and just say, you know, sort of the two ways that foods can protect our skin from the inside out, there's sort of two mechanisms that I, you know, learned reading Brierley's story as a theme. So one way is that they sort of mop up the free radicals that can damage tissues. And we hear about, you know, antioxidants doing that all the time. The other thing that the nutrients in certain foods seems to do is to protect the collagen, which is that the protein, the fibrous protein in our skin that keeps it firm. So, you know, we always hear about collagen implants, but, you know, plumping things up. But they keep our skin looking smooth and firm. Collagen keeps our skin looking smooth and firm. So various fruits will do this. Strawberries, because of their vitamin C, they've been shown to, vitamin C has been shown to, you know, keep collagen production. It sort of flows as we age, so it keeps it sort of amped up with age.
Nice.
Yeah.
Keeps the collagen flowing.
Keep the collagen flowing, exactly.
Okay.
So other things that have vitamin C will do the same thing as strawberries, but right now, you know,
now
we're seeing
where are strawberries in season? Like, is it
Costco? They're in season at Costco.
They're in season at Costco. I was going to say, we just actually passed the prime season for strawberries, which is kind of May, June. And then there's another round of in season in February, the Florida strawberries come into season.
The Florida strawberry.
Yeah.
But doesn't Jersey put out a lot of strawberries, too?
What are the big strawberry states, Nikki?
Yeah, what are the
California and Florida.
California and Florida. Well, I guess they were big by me since I...
Yeah, everything in
Jersey. Well, you know, pick your own. I mean, I think I don't know the statistics on how many states, but we pick... There's an organic farm here that we go picking strawberries every year. And they... it was a weird season here, so it was a little bit earlier than normal. It was at the end of May instead of the beginning of June.
Doesn't Eatingwell have their own little organic farm?
You should have a farm in your backyard.
Right now, actually, two of our food editors, Carolyn and Hillary, have they have big plots outside that they're just growing stuff for themselves, and we're starting one for our kitchen as well.
Now we're talking.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, I think that's the way. That's perfect.
You know, there's a botanical garden here in Atlanta, and they just started a vegetable garden that they do like a weekly class and cook things right from the vegetable garden.
Oh, cool.
So salmon and strawberries. That's what we got so far.
Strawberries. One that I love to see on list of foods that help your health is a drink.
Drink.
Tequila.
Vodka. It's got to be.
Okay. It's not an alcoholic drink.
Oh.
There's drinks that aren't alcoholic drinks. Okay.
But it is something that many people consider a vice. Come on. I'm handing this to you.
Coffee.
The fat guy loves it. It's coffee.
So
fat guy loves the. He loves the Starbucks. What do you do? How many cups of coffee do you do a day?
I drink one cup.
No, I'm talking about the fat guy.
One cup?
He's lying. What about you, Nikki? Do you do any coffee? You do any, Now, is it just...
I do coffee. I sort of reined it in because I'm nursing right now, but I do when I'm... I drink one cup in the morning.
So you don't want the baby to have...
Hyper.
I don't want the baby to be bouncing off the wall quite yet.
That doesn't help anybody.
So, okay. So that's... We got coffee.
And they think that it's the caffeine. Basically, one of the experts that Brierley talked to said that caffeine is... actually sort of cells that start to divide improperly and could become cancerous, it sort of kills them off by blocking a protein that they need to continue to divide, which makes them cancerous.
So does Brierley have to call up the top research people? Does she have to, like, pick up the phone and go, hey, listen?
Yeah, that's what we do as journalists. It's awesome. That's my favorite part of being a journalist is the reporting. You basically pull the study, you read the study, and you have access to these researchers, and you get to ask them all these questions about their research, and it's so cool.
Are they weird? They sound like they're probably like weird dudes. Are they weird? Or are they?
Some are weird. Some are people you'd want to totally hang out with for, you know, an afternoon, a week, whatever. Yeah, it's just like the general realm of people. Some are weird. Some are not.
But
there are some people who will study, you know, coffee for their whole career, and then there's people who are more generalists that study all different sorts of things.
Wow.
So it's really cool.
So what are some of the other ones, too, for healthy skin?
So, okay, we've got two left.
We got coffee, salmon, and we got strawberry
so far. One is front and center. You should be thinking about it a lot because there was a visual image presented to you.
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes are very good for your skin.
So what the magic
ingredient...
Lycopene.
It's got to be the lycopene in the tomato.
It is the lycopene.
Oh, man.
And so they did some studies with tomatoes specifically. And so lycopene is a class of compound called a carotenoid. Also, that includes beta-carotene, which makes... So lycopene makes foods red. Beta-carotene makes food orange. And then lutein and zeaxanthin are found in yellow food.
Comes from eggs.
Yep, in the egg yolk, exactly.
Yeah, the egg yolk.
Man. So these carotenoids...
Putting on a show, doctor. You're putting on a show.
Say?
He's putting on a show with all this knowledge.
I'm impressed.
Yeah,
bring it on. I'm impressed.
I think he's reading it from the magazine.
I'm not.
It looks like that
you're
reading it.
I'm not.
Oh, it does say egg yolks.
Yeah, you're right.
Probably lucky
but
guess.
That was too
I'm
quick.
Looking at
that
the pictures.
That was too quick.
I'm looking
he's
at the
He's looking
pictures.
At the pictures, and there's no pictures of an egg. I will say that. So these carotenoids tend to sort of absorb UV light. That's one theory that researchers have posed as why they help to protect your skin from the sun. And then there's also sort of the antioxidant factor. Okay, we have one last food.
Yes.
And this food seems to work by preserving
So it has a lot
collagen.
Of preservatives. Cheetos.
Cheetos. Not Cheetos, but it is something that you can eat as a snack. It's a healthy alternative to Cheetos because you could lightly salt it. Lightly.
Lightly salt it, yes.
And have it as a nice snack.
Edamame.
Edamame. Wow, look, of all the foods you could have picked in the world, you just honed in right on the specific
one. On edamame. I love that stuff. There's nothing better. Everybody should have in their freezer stocked with frozen edamame ready to rock and roll at all times.
It's awesome. My 6-year-old nephew loves the edamame.
Now, when you eat the edamame, do you eat the whole... Because I eat actually the whole...
You eat it
like a snap pea?
Except I take off the cellophane.
Cellophane?
Yeah, I separate off the cellophane wrap from the green, and I eat the and I take off the outer band. Like the
what are you talking about?
Yeah, she.
I don't even
Nikki
know.
Knows
you're
what I'm
not even talking
Nikki
about.
Knows what
the
I'm
edamame.
Talking about. I eat the whole thing except for that clear strip.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
She has no idea.
No.
I could tell.
The
I could tell.
Strip?
Yeah, the clear.
Oh, in the yes,
and,
yes,
and edamame,
I do know what you're talking about. Like it's between the bean and the green.
Eggs between the bean and the green.
I'm also a poet. Did you guys know that?
So now you're accepting haikus.
Absolutely.
They're accepting haikus of eating well now.
Between the green and the bean.
So I eat only the beans and I pull them out with my teeth.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Do you
what
know what
skill.
I mean?
That sounds a little...
That's.
A little,
I know. I was trying
like
to say that
weeks,
in a way. The way I was going to say it before was going to be worse.
Can
so
you
I thought very carefully
you,
about how I could
can
present
you tie
this.
It in a knot?
Make fun of me, and you still did. So I can't win.
Now, Nikki, one of my things that I also saw in the magazine, it talks about how to make homemade pickles.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is there anything... first of all, I love... half sour pickles, especially like from a deli, you know, the ones that they make homemade.
Yeah.
For some reason, they can't seem to capture those when you go into the store. How do you make, can you come to Atlanta and make half sour pickles that way? You know what I'm talking about?
I cannot do that, but maybe Hillary Meyer, our food editor who did this, could.
Okay. I want to speak to Hillary. I want to get her on the phone.
We'll
I
hope.
Need to know how to make those half-sour pickles at my house because that's a game changer for me. That really
a half-sour pickle at your house?
Yes.
Do you really want me to see if I can get her on the phone?
No, you don't have to get on the phone now. Okay. But I want to call.
But, I will tell her that she needs to get in touch. And
yes.
So you're saying you...
Yes.
You want the recipe for the spices.
Because I know in this issue, there's about, you talk about homemade pickles and how to make your own homemade pickles. But I don't know if that recipe is going to come up with my half sour pickles.
Cause no.
You talk about dill pickles.
We're talking about
sour.
We're talking about
right.
meat. There's
right.
no half sour in here.
Right. So I need to know that. So
yeah,
that's why I got to get
beyond
Hillary.
My scope. So I will tell Hillary that
awesome.
You are very interested in this.
Well.
And I bet she can hook you up.
That would be great. That would be awesome. Now, tell us before we get going, you have your book, 500 Calorie Dinners, that you came out with Eating Well as well, or Eating Well.
They rode Nikki's coattails.
That's right.
So Jesse and I did 500 Calorie Dinners, which came out in January.
Right.
And basically, that book was all about, you know, 500 calorie dinners, but the full meal deal, not just like, here's, you know, a piece of chicken, and it has 500 calories. It was a piece of chicken and a side, and then usually we gave people a choice between dessert or, say, a glass of wine
right.
or a beer. Our new book, which just came out, we're actually, you know, not – it just came out. We're probably going to do our big PR push in a couple of months, but I'm going to give you a preview of this book, which I love, that Jesse did with the Test Kitchen. It's called Eating Well on a Budget, and all of the recipes are less than $3 a serving.
Oh, man.
And these recipes
That's
are
killer.
Not like the soup I make at home when I, you know, the cheap soup, which is like
right.
potatoes,
so it's not,
tomatoes, and, you know, parsley.
It's not ramen?
No. I mean, I made, last night, actually, I made one of the recipes, which was a beef, cabbage, peanut sauce. What's it called? It's called beef and cabbage stir fry that has peanut sauce. I made that last night.
Yum.
It was delicious.
Yum.
You know, things like Thai style... You know, Thai-style melon and beef salad. There's lots of fish recipes, lots of chicken recipes for meat eaters. So I think people tend to think of budget recipes either as, you know, pasta with some vegetables or, you know, ground beef. But this cookbook is great, and it has, you know, all kinds, 40 tips for, you know, saving money, you know, everything from, you know, using your slow cooker
Very nice.
To making a stir-fry. Jesse did a weekly menu, so if you're like, I'm not even sure how to get started here, you can just follow that weekly menu. It's a dinner cookbook, but there's recipes for quick breakfast and lunch, because you can, you know, you can spend $10 on a sandwich.
Right.
You know, if you eat out every day for lunch, that's like $50.
That's a lot of money. No, that's great. So
a lot of money.
And then, and people need to save, especially with this economy.
Absolutely.
We look forward
to it. And it's healthier. It's generally healthier when you make your own, too. So.
Well, we thank you so much for coming on. The new issue, Eating Well, the tomato issue is out. Go check it out. A lot of good information in there, especially about how to keep beautiful skin like Nikki Miko. And we look forward to talking to you when the next issue comes out.
Awesome. Thank you
great
so much. Have
you.
A great day.
Say hi to everyone at Eating Well, and we wish you continued success with the baby, and we look forward to talking to you real soon, Nikki.
Thank you.
Have a great
soon.
Day.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
right.
Bye-bye. That's Nikki Miko from Eating Well Magazine. Check them out online at eatingwell.com. Also, when you're online, check out Dr. Fitness the Fat Guy at drfitnessthefatguy.com. Check out our website. Become our friend on Facebook. Get our book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. And go back and listen to some of our great past interviews with celebrities like Jillian Michaels, Kathy Smith.
Barry Sears.
Barry Sears.